It wasn't the federal case against Lance Armstrong we had expected to be discussing today. Prosecutors in the perjury trial against Barry Bonds were scheduled to tell a judge yesterday whether they wanted to retry Bonds after a jury deadlocked on three of the charges against him. That hearing has been rescheduled for June 17th, which means we're free to talk to ESPN's Tim Kirkchin about the rest of the baseball news. Tim, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Karen. Nice to be back.
It's not even Memorial Day yet, and Major League Baseball has already had more games rained out than it did in all of last season. Are we going to be hearing Let's Play 2 a lot this summer?
We certainly are, and there are some teams that will be happy about that because they will get a primetime, really warm weather summer game as opposed to a game that was going to be played in lousy weather in April where not many people were going to show up, and in theory during the summer a lot more people are going to show up. However, the players, the managers, they're not going to be happy about playing two games in July as opposed to one in April and one in July because doubleheaders are really, really hard. It takes all day at the ballpark, and teams don't play the normal traditional doubleheaders anymore. One admission stay for two games. They have what we call split doubleheaders. So you play a game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you take a few hours off, and then play a 7 o'clock game, which means the teams, the players in uniform are there at, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they usually leave the ballpark at about midnight or 1 in the morning. That's a pretty long day, and they just assume not do that.
The Cleveland Indians have one of the best records in baseball and are in first place in the AL Central. What gives?
The Indians are a very surprising team, Karen. Let me tell you how surprising. I saw 29 out of 30 teams in spring training. The only team I missed was the Indians, thinking, well, they're not going to contend anyway. I don't think that was a very good call. The Indians have a bunch of scrappers on their offensive end who really grind out at bats. Their young starting pitching is way better than I thought it was going to be. Their bullpen has been pieced together, and it is very strong. And it's a great story because, something good needs to happen in Cleveland these days. And eventually, those Indian fans are going to start to show up in bigger quantities than they have lately. But it's a really good story. And with the way the Twins have played, that is poorly, the way the Tigers have shown some holes that I didn't think they had, and the way that the White Sox overall have struggled, I think the Indians are in this for the long haul, and I would have never guessed that a month ago.
For decades, the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Red Sox were baseball's lovable losers. The Sox reversed their curse. The Cubs is going on 103 years. This weekend, they're playing their first series at Fenway Park since the 1918 World Series. Any chance this will help the Cubbies' karma?
Well, we have to hope so. But this is why interleague play still works for me. It is an idea that still needs tweaking. It certainly isn't as great as it was 15 years ago, but the Cubs visiting the Red Sox for the first time since the 1918 World Series is a great story. It's better than the Cubs visiting the Pirates. It's not a perfect system, but I'll be at the Sunday game between the Cubs and the Red Sox, and I can't wait to go.
Tim, Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew died Tuesday after suffering from esophageal cancer. Killebrew spent the bulk of his 22-year career with the Minnesota Twins. He had 573 career home runs and was the 1969 American League MVP. Where does he rank among the all-time greats?
Well, he was one of the great power hitters of his era. He hit 573 home runs, and when he retired, he was in the top five of all time, and only Babe Ruth hit more home runs in the history of the American League than Harmon Killebrew. He hit 40 homers in a season 8 times. He led the league in homers 6 times. He made the All-Star team at 3 different positions. He made 13 All-Star teams, and he was just a great ambassador for the game when he played and after he retired. I can tell you I've met almost all the living Hall of Famers and most of the Hall of Famers of the last 30 years, and it's Brooks Robinson, Stan Musial, and Harmon Killebrew as the nicest, most gentlemanly Hall of Famers I've ever met, and he will be missed to be sure.
Killebrew's nickname was Killer, and as you say, he was widely regarded as one of the nicest guys in the game. What's your lasting memory of Harmon Killebrew?
Well, it's my last memory, and that was sitting with him on the bench at spring training two springs ago, and it was just he and I, we were sitting there looking out at the field, watching the Twins get ready for an exhibition game, and Harmon Killebrew was so charitable and so helpful to today's players, as instead of being some bitter old guy who said, oh, these guys all did steroids, or oh, they all made way more money than I did, instead, he was complimentary of them, and I finally tried to pull out something from his career about how great he was, and he was so humble, he was not going there, but finally, he looked at me and he said, well, I was pretty strong, you know. And I said, yes, Harmon, I remember how strong you were. One of the strongest players ever to play the game.
Tim Kirkshin appears on ESPN's Baseball Tonight and joins us regularly on Only a Game. Tim, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Karen.